tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, welcome into another episode of the Salem After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV and AfterBuzzTV.com, coming at you on a Tuesday after Sunday's episode. We were out of town this weekend. Apologies for the slight delay, but we're here like normal, like always. We are talking Midnight Never Come. This is episode 12 of season 2. I'm Bobby DeMuro. That's Marissa Serafini.
Hello, everyone.
Here as always. Remember, you guys can follow AfterBuzz TV literally everywhere in the social media world. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff at AfterBuzz TV. We've got a cool thing for you. We mentioned it the last few weeks. PodcastOne.com. If you haven't been there already, you can review this show. You can review every AfterBuzz show we do. If you watch others, I know a lot of people watch a lot of shows in the AfterBuzz family, so you can do some reviews there. Let us know. Give us your feedback. We check YouTube comments. We check Twitter. You know, we do all that stuff all the time, but this is another way to review us if you don't have Twitter, if you don't like commenting on YouTube, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So PodcastOne.com. It'll take, you know, as little as 3 minutes if you want to be quick about it. So please do that.
It's there. A fun survey.
And it helps us a lot.
I recommend everyone going to see it and do it.
Speaking of fun, this episode.
What?
So fun.
Oh my goodness.
Midnight Never Come, man. Finally. I love this episode.
It's the witching hour.
I feel like I love the show again.
It was the witching hour. Like, everything that went down, you're like, what mind-blown surprise, hello.
Thank you. Yeah, like, thank you. You're just like Brandon Braga, thank you. Yeah. Am I wrong?
No, you're completely
just like,
right.
Like, thank you, based Salem gods. Oh, that's all God. I'm saying. Like, I
thank
just
the Essex witched gods.
Listen, okay.
Goddesses?
Where we start? Goddesses. We got a ton of stuff up on the board. There's a lot to talk about with this piece. I am so excited. We watched this thing on Sunday. I got so jacked up. I watched it again yesterday and then again this afternoon
to get,
you know, the notes and stuff. But I want, like, I'm like, finally we got a great episode out of this. The season's going to end on a high note. Salem is back. This is Sunday night television the way it should be.
I felt like this episode really set us up for the finale.
Oh, 100%.
Like, and like, we'll get into it, not to jump too far ahead, but that preview, holy crap, what's going to go down in the last episode? We can't even get through this one.
Okay, we got to start. All right, let's jump in.
Well, too much.
Heads up for you guys, if you want to jump around, if you're watching on YouTube, you want to jump around the video or whatever, we're going to do Mary and Von Marburg last. Because that's kind of the biggest story.
Yeah.
We're going to save that for last. Do some of the smaller ones. So you can jump around. Let's start with Isaac, the redemption. Really excited to see Isaac. One of our favorite characters. We predicted he was going to survive. It's looking good so far. Is the redemption for real with Hawthorne?
I think so, because now the whole town is actually forgiving. At first, I do admit, I was like, okay, this feels a little too simple. Because now everyone's just, you know, you say one way, everyone's going to believe it. And you turn it. And now it's all positive towards Isaac. It's like, okay, good. The town's behind him, giving him cheese and bread. I'm like, all right, come on, Salem, feed me. I love cheese and bread.
And we love Isaac.
Yes, we do.
Legit, man.
I'm happy, though. I'm happy for
too.
Him. We saw last episode, he got his piece and he had his say. And now the whole town's like, yes, this is the truth teller. He's not a fornicator. He's a truth teller.
But what does Hawthorne have up his sleeve?
I don't know. And that's what I'm worried about, because this is where I feel it was too simple, where he makes the whole town believe and love Isaac again.
Yeah.
But I feel like as soon as he got that respect again, he's going to lose it. What comes as fast as that respect and everyone like giving him praise is he's going to lose
it.
Oh,
you're saying Isaac's going to lose the respect. Yeah.
I feel like it just came a little soon. Especially in one episode.
I'm just really excited we're coming full circle with Isaac. Like, first episode, first season, we saw him in the stocks.
Yes.
Being, you know, the fornicator, the F, there was, or whatever was branded on his head.
Yep.
Which is kind of gone now. We don't really see it anymore.
His hair is kind of long. But I do love, this is kind of like bookending his character.
Yeah.
Because, again, he's in the stocks, but now he's getting praise for him.
Until season 3. He will be back. I hope he's back in season 3. Salem's got at least one more season
coming.
He might
be the only good thing for season three that's still consistent throughout.
Like an immortal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, man, I cannot wait.
You have to have the one human to root for.
Yo, yeah. And now Anne obviously is not Cotton. We'll get to it in a second. I'm telling you, man, I am so excited. I know it's coming back for season three. I cannot wait. This has become one of my favorite shows specifically because of this week. I love it.
This episode, it makes me feel like it's all season one again. Like, you don't know where it's going.
I love it
and
so much. And
that's what's surprising and exciting to watch.
It made up for, like, the last 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks. Forgotten.
Woo!
Down the drain. Whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Episode 12, Midnight Never Come, man.
And it I can't wait for episode 13.
Ugh, unlucky 13.
Unlucky or lucky.
Lucky. I can't wait. I don't know what's going to happen with Isaac. We can talk about him in predictions. Kind of a quick topic, obviously. Yeah. But we'll see about him. Hawthorne, I don't
Redemption.
Trust. I don't trust Hawthorne at all.
I don't think anyone does.
Exactly. I was just going
to
say
that. We're not supposed
to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, fuck Hawthorne.
Nope. No, true.
Whoops.
Very true. Because who knows what he's going to do?
No, I mean, seriously. And yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, something cool for you guys at home. Obviously, here at AfterBuzz, we give you guys a ton of free content. You can subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on iTunes. Nothing costs a dime. You can PayPal me money if you have thousands of dollars lying around. But
me
nothing.
Too.
Yeah, well, I guess Marissa a little bit. She'll take hundreds. I'll take thousands. We give you guys
that's better than nothing.
We give you guys a ton of free content. All and really have for years. AfterBuzz has been around now for it seems like a longer time than it has, but it's been a lot of years. We do hundreds of shows. So if you want to help support us, the way to do that is help support our sponsors. And one of our great sponsors is Mazda. They've been great to us the last couple months. Obviously, you guys have probably heard them on the show before. But I want to thank them. They've got a very important question for you guys at home and Marissa for you. Does driving matter to you at home? There are over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out, and that is a lot of ground to cover. That's a lot of highways, a lot of freeways, a lot of wrong ways, and a lot of long ways. Lord knows that. They are all there waiting to be driven on. So the question is, do you take that left turn at Albuquerque or just keep going? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does, or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. And why? Well, because driving matters. Thank you to Mazda for that. We love their support. They've done a lot of good stuff for us. So thank you to those guys. And again, you can support them. You can support all of our sponsors. We have sponsors throughout the week and all that stuff. They do a great job over at Mazda, and they do a lot of support for us. So give them a little shout out.
Thank you, Mazda.
Seriously. All right. Let's talk a little Mercy and Sebastian. I love that Mercy's back. I love that she loves Sebastian. I love that he also doesn't love her. It like, in one realm, I guess you could argue it doesn't make any sense, but it's like, no, wait a second. This is perfect. This is the perfect thing for this show right now. I love that Mercy's back.
I felt like this episode, she was super crazy, like we know and love in that sense. Literally stripping down bare naked. It's like, girl, what are you doing? But this is so her character. So in character.
And hot.
Honestly.
Hot.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think just absolutely crazy. But yeah.
We're hot.
Sure.
Girl can, whoo.
I liked what Sebastian did.
Yeah, oh, pushing her away?
Yeah, and almost like, killing her.
Stabbing her or whatever, yeah.
But she's literally stripped bare naked, vulnerable to, like, all right, yeah, Sebastian, she is crazy, do what you have to do.
Sebastian's addition as a character in the, you know, during this season, one of the best decisions they've ever made. Love bringing Sebastian on. Everything he's done, every small point, every major point makes good sense. It's like, I understand why this guy is here. I understand what's happening. I really like his addition. And every episode, he develops so much that I'm like, we need this guy. I hope he continues in season three, because he's weird, he's cunning, he's mean, he's awkward. I love him. He's a perfect character.
It's funny because I'm still trying to figure out where his real loyalties lie.
Yeah.
With him and Countess, but just his relationships in general with him and Anne, him and Mary, and now him and Mercy. Which relationship do you like better?
That's
out of all those ladies.
Well, he likes Mary better, obviously. He says it.
If we take
it at face value. Although, based on what happened to Mary by the end of the episode, maybe he doesn't like her anymore.
Maybe not, no.
Or maybe he likes her for a non-witch reason, right? Maybe he's literally physically attracted to her.
I don't blame her. Him.
I don't want him to like Anne. As much as I like Sebastian, I like Anne even better. We love Anne.
We love Anne more with Cotton.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't want him to like Anne because I want Anne to stay with Cotton. Yes. I want Anne to not be with... I still want Anne to be with Immortal, even though she's already sold her soul. She's already gone down
that
path.
We'll get into her. Yes.
And then, you know what? I think at the end of the day, he's going to come back to Von Marburg because she has the hold over him and the power. And as long as they've been working together, is that how you want to refer to it? As long as they've been together, as long as they've been around each other, I just feel like this stuff has come up before, and he's probably been interested in people for various things before, but he's obviously has some loyalty to her just from time, and you can't bury that if you're married in just a couple months or whatever the time period is that they're here. I think he'll go back to Von Marburg at the end of the day.
Go back to mommy?
Yeah, 100%.
With his tails tucked in between his legs?
100%.
I think it's interesting. I do love the fact that he's supposed to right now be an alpha male witch. We could call him warlock in a way.
Okay.
Or do we still refer him to
I guess
witch?
They've never really used the term warlock. No. So, yeah, but witch, I guess.
He's in the witch family.
Yeah.
But he's the only male one right now that's alive. So, I like...
What about John Alden? What are we calling John Alden?
He's affected by witch powers.
Yeah.
By the dark magic. He himself isn't really one yet.
And what are we calling Little John?
Ooh, that's a good question.
We are calling Little John fucked up in the best way possible.
I'm like, what?
Forget about it later. Oh, anyways, goodness. Back to Sebastian.
Too much right now. Sebastian. Okay, so right now he's the adult male witch that we're supposed to root for. Don't know where he's going.
Yes.
I like how they're pairing him with so many strong alpha females. And this is what I find interesting, because he's obviously outnumbered right now. But he is equal to all of them.
Yeah.
He's so strong.
He's strong in a non-traditional way, right? Because
he can hold his own.
But remember, like, Increase Mather was kind of physically imposing. He had a very stern delivery. He was over the top mean. And Sebastian is a little more like almost the dorky kid who you underestimate. And then he comes up and bites you.
And,
not
like,
literally.
Kills everybody.
Exactly. And like, remember what he did to Wainwright? And I know Wainwright's just immortal. You're at the crags, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was real cunning what he did. He literally... stabbed him in the back, pushed him in the back. He literally took him from behind. That's the symbolism of that is important for Sebastian, because that's the kind of person that he is. And we need guys like that, because it balances out the whole relationship with everybody in this episode, in this show. And I see somebody like Sebastian, I'm like, it's perfect to have him here. He makes so much sense in the role that he's playing and the attributes that he has and the things he says and lusting after Mary. It's a really good choice to have him, and it's a really good choice in this episode to make him start to have to wrestle with the feelings between Mary and Von Marburg and Anne and all this stuff.
My question is, because Sebastian is going up against all these women right now, do you think he will survive at the end of this season? Do you think he will live long enough to live for season 3?
In Brennan Braga and Adam Simon, we trust, right? I mean, they can do no wrong, so I don't know. But I hope he survives, just because I think you need some male dynamic on the show. Something could have been lost when Magistrate Hale left. Mm-hmm. Something certainly was lost when Increase left. We missed Increase. But to get Wainwright, it was okay for a time. That was kind of the Struggle City part of these Salem episodes.
Right.
But now, we're back, okay? It's boom. We are here.
Hashtag boom.
Boom.
We're going to say that all night long.
So we need Sebastian. I think we need Sebastian to stick around. Or if there's somebody else coming. There needs to be a male character coming.
But I think a good person to pair Sebastian, especially for this episode, was Mercy. Because we didn't get a lot of time with her this season.
We didn't.
Because, I mean, she had her key scenes and moments. But then once she came back to being human form, literally, and she got her body back, like, we kind of lost her a little bit. Because the storyline went to other characters, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see the crazy Mercy that we all know and love. And to have her pair up with Sebastian, who we're still trying to figure out, I liked it. It was fun. I like their interesting relationship. They have a love-hate relationship right now.
Or maybe just hate-hate for Sebastian.
Maybe.
Is there any interest on his part at all for her?
Well, didn't Mercy say some... maybe not. I rescind that last part.
She did say it. She did say it to Mary, but I think she was just trying to get Mary's goat. She was trying to say, oh, well, I'm going to marry Sebastian just to push her over the edge. And I think
Mercy wants Sebastian more than Sebastian wants her.
100%. And I think Mercy was bluffing to Mary. I think that's what it came down to, thinking that, oh, I can seduce Sebastian after this conversation. And it turned out, oh, crap.
Nope.
No, I can't.
In over my head.
Which is awesome. Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you, Sebastian.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Seriously.
It's a battle between them.
Between Sebastian and Mercy.
Between Sebastian and Mercy.
Yeah.
And you know what's another cool battle? Dance battles.
Oh!
Oh, my God. It's. Have you heard about this?
That was the smoothest transition I have ever heard.
Thank you.
That was phenomenal. Yeah.
I even get a thumbs up from Jesse. Thank you, Jesse. Our wonderful producer in the booth. But, yes, we now have, ABC is doing a special called Dance Battle America.
Mm-hmm.
Special on ABC that's going to air this fall, 2015, if you're listening. Our great founder and executive producer of AfterBuzz TV, Maria Menounos, and her good friend Julianne Hough, you know her from ABC's Dancing with the Stars, amazing dancer.
And Maria's on this thing called E, some
E
network.
Yeah, she hosts E.
It's on TV, there's like a tubes and television
she
and a screen
it.
And I don't know.
She's kind of amazing. Not kind of. That's an understatement. She's freaking amazing. But her and Julianne Hough, for the past few holidays, they've been going back and forth via Instagram and social media. They post dance battles against each other to the point where it's kind of blown up because other celebrities have gotten involved. We've had Kate Hudson, Cara Delevingne. We've had Amber Riley join in. A lot of the Dancing with the Stars celebrities have even joined in just for the fun. And what you can do, now all of America can get involved. You can go to www.dancebattleamericacasting.com. There you'll find all the rules and how to apply properly to get on the show, submit your dance battle videos, and if we like them, hey, you might get the chance to fly out to Los Angeles, meet Maria and Julianne, be a part of a nationally televised show, and dance your ass off. It's going to be fun. Dance battles.
And not professional dancers. Julianne, yeah. Maria, the Dancing with the Stars folks, they know what the hell they're doing. You at home, you can be like me. You don't need to know what the hell you're doing. But it's like there's like six songs, dancebattleamericacasting.com. There's like six or seven songs on there. You can pick one. You can set a video to it, dance, whatever. Show them your moves. Make up your damn moves. We don't care. It's energy. It's like movement. It's not about technique. So dancebattleamericacasting.com. If you're on Twitter, hashtag dancebattleamerica.
It's an opportunity of a lifetime, and you'll have so much fun.
And if you're not in L.A., if you're not around L.A., which is most of our listening audience, you get a chance to fly to L.A. We get stuck in the bubble here in L.A., and we're like, oh, it's L.A. But if you're in Abilene, Texas, somewhere, you know, I've been there, that's a cool trip, you know?
I'm excited to watch it, so definitely check it out. Dance Battle America, it's going to be a fun special on ABC. Check it out. Again, dancebattleamericacasting.com for everything you need to know.
I was coming up with a transition, like your battle transition 2 minutes ago, and I was going to do something like, speaking of dance, what about the dancing relationship between, and it never really worked. So Anne,
I get it.
Cotton,
sure.
John.
It's a skill, Bobby.
There's
it's
a dance.
Skill.
There's a dance here. Come on, guys. Shake it off, Anne. Okay, Anne.
Yes.
First things first.
Love her.
Love her.
Amazing.
Literally the best.
She's my favorite on the show right now.
Oh, always has been. Always.
I was like, we go every episode just how much we love Anne.
Always has been.
Every.
Yes, and there's good secondary characters. Like, Tituba is a great secondary character. Like her, she does a lot of good stuff. I'm serious. But Anne.
Tituba added a lot today, too.
She did. Tituba was legit. Mm-hmm. And really, with not saying very much, it was more about Tituba than
just
Tituba was
her physical presence,
yeah.
The meaning why she's there,
and the slavery thing.
Going down.
But that's neither here nor there. We can,
right.
Yeah. Anne, we got to talk about Anne. I just came up with her because she's a great secondary character.
Love her.
Anne,
mm-hmm.
Cotton now knows that she's a witch.
Did
consequences
you like
are
how he found out though.
Yes, getting stuck in the room. Yes.
What?
Reading the book, I thought he was going to pick up the mask when they sat him down in the stairway or whatever, and his eyes were just over the. Ground, because he was below ground a little bit.
I didn't think he really saw it, though, because his view was kind of skewed.
It was.
Because he was kind of partially looking, knowing that Anne disappeared to somewhere.
Yeah.
And then getting stuck.
But remember.
How unfortunate.
The second he came into the door, he saw the mask fall. Like, the last 3 feet
seconds,
it fell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw it fall. And he wouldn't have known what it was or what it did. Obviously, he's never seen it before.
Right.
But I just thought that he was going to go over there and be like, what is this thing? And kind of put it up. And then
go
it would, like,
to
stick.
Where she is?
Exactly. I
thought. That would have been even more.
And
maybe
I thought,
he'll do that. Maybe. Early prediction. Maybe he'll pick up the mask because he's still in the room.
I hope he does.
He transports to Anne for the next.
I would lose it with excitement.
And just face her.
I would be
like, what is going on?
I would be so excited. I wouldn't be able to sit down. If we were watching, I'd have to like stand up and like.
I can't wait till Sunday.
Seriously.
We're going to go crazy.
I cannot. Now I don't want it to end. Like, I want it to go another, like, 10 episodes. Like, Good Wife. Like, some shows do, like, 22 episodes. Let's get 10 more episodes. What's the... Come on.
Why not?
Come on.
Why not? I mean, we did have the Grand Rite storyline for 22 episodes, but...
And it was awesome!
Now I'm feeling gypped.
Yeah, I know. Now I want something like, new.
Why
like, another
only
development.
A midway season type of show?
I know.
There's quality there for... I mean, come on, WGN.
There's Def, man. WGN does great. Manhattan's awesome. We'll be back on that. If you already watch Manhattan, and watch our after show next season, too.
Yeah, and I have awesome research for that show.
But no. Okay, so last episode. We got here because of Cotton. So Cotton... Sorry, we're kind of excited tonight. This is awesome. Cotton. All right. I agree with you on next episode. I think, and I thought he was going to do it this episode. He's going to pick up the mask. He's going to put it on. Or he's going to read the book. Because he's reading the book, and maybe there's a drawing, there's an illustration in the book that will show him, because it showed Anne, what to do with the mask. And he's going to do it, and John ended up rescuing, well, trying to rescue little John, and shot him and did all that stuff. I thought Cotton was going to be that guy. I think in episode 13, totally Cotton. It's going to be Cotton. Cotton is going to rescue Anne. They're going to ride off into the sunset together. They're going to be in love forever. John and Mary are going to reconcile. Little John, you know what? Let's be optimistic about Little John. He's going to overcome all of his sins and doubters
and
haters and the
devil. He's
going to
finally be fully exercised, and now he's just going to be a normal, regular kid.
They're going to have a family.
A happy life.
Remember in the middle of season one?
He has his whole future ahead of him.
Exactly. He's like 9 years old or less. Probably like six.
Yeah. No, wait, I think he's probably like eight, nine.
Okay.
Eight, nine.
Either way.
Ten.
So it's a couple years from driving.
Grade school.
In that era, he's a couple years from getting married. 6 years from getting
married.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I mean, just a few years, he can have his parental consent. Mary would approve of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If it's for, like, a strong person, strong bloodline, Essex bitch. Maybe.
Either way.
I don't know. Mary's kind of having conflicts with the Essex witches
right now.
Well,
yeah. I mean, we got to. But hey, Cotton. So, what do you make of Cotton knowing that Anne is a witch? Will he still love her? Does he believe she's a witch? He read the book. He's in the room. He can't get out. But is he going to deny it to himself, or is he going to see the writing literally on the wall and
say... I think right now he's in shock / denial.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's to the episode where we see him actually confronting Anne about it that he's going to make his decision if he... We obviously know, as the audience member, he loves Anne, just in general standpoint. As a human being, her quality, she's amazing. But as a witch, because we know his standpoint against witchcraft and how it destroyed his family and his upbringing and whatnot, he's so against that. He's going to question Anne about that. Then we'll see his ultimate decision if he's going to stay with her or not.
This is the
and
trouble...
that's what I'm worried about.
Well, and I'm worried about...
I want them to be together.
Because she can't... go back. As far as we know, maybe she can.
Maybe.
She can't go back on witchcraft and say, "Ah, psych, just kidding. I'm going to go be a human again." It's too late.
She's
man.
Too far gone.
Yeah, you're the soul. The soul is gone.
Being part of the consecration.
You're done, man. But like, part of me wants Cotton to join, but I know that's insane.
Mm.
He won't.
Instead of Cotton, do you think it's going to be older John that joins?
I could see that more than Cotton.
He's more... I feel like older John would be more willing to join.
You can make that argument, yeah.
Yeah.
Much more than Cotton. If Cotton joined, I think it'd be crazy. I would love it. But I don't think it's as realistic. But
not
I just
his
want,
character.
No, it's not. But I just want him and Anne to be together.
Same here.
Like, I just want...
I want them to ride into the sunset.
I love him. I just want him to have a kid that's not a witch, that's not weird like Little John. I just want him to have a normal kid who, like, runs around with his friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What Dolly and those girls were before things got complicated.
And all innocence and happiness.
I love him.
Add to that family tree, which is a lot longer than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about that? Anne and Von Marburg.
Did you see this coming?
No, but I loved it. Let's be real.
I was like, we were both texting each other. We're like, what?
This is great.
This is amazing.
This is awesome. No, it's crazy. It's wild. Like, we asked for stuff like this. We said, jump the shark. Go crazy.
But in a good way.
In a good way. They totally did it in a good way. This is awesome.
This is a twist that completely moves the story forward.
You could not have legitimately predicted it. You could have said, oh, Anne's Von Marburg's daughter. And, like, been crazy and not been able to make up a legitimate reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom! It happened.
What?
That happened.
Mic drop.
Fist bump. Boom! I'm telling you, the great decision. The show's making great decisions.
But
these 44 minutes of literal brilliance today or Sunday, I guess. 44
Sunday.
Minutes of literal brilliance.
And I regret that it has taken us 2 days to talk about it.
I'm sorry. I apologize for being out of town.
It's okay, Bobby. I forgive you. I hope our audience forgives you, too.
I'm sorry.
But here we are. We're talking about it. Especially, we needed these 2 days to process the amazingness that went down.
To be honest, we kind of did. There was a lot going on.
But now, okay, now the audience knows that they are related. That Countess did all this for a specific reason to protect Anne.
Yes.
And now it explains so much that Anne, the reason why she didn't grow up with witchcraft, the reason why she is so innocent in the world, and now she's learning all this, and now she's the true heir of Countess, which also explains my predictions and theories, like, why is Anne so different from all the other witches? Now we know she has true blood in her.
Boom.
Huh?
She's not an Essex witch.
I don't know what to say, because, like, everything I said was right.
Well, that'll make
it. Explains it. Explains why she's so incredibly more powerful and stronger than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
My mind is blown.
I loved it. Now, did Anne believe it? That's an important question. Did Anne believe that Von Marburg is her mother, or did Anne think Von Marburg's trying to play me, just like Mary tried to play me, and I need to do what's best for me, regardless of what's best for these two people?
I think Anne knows it, because she did say the line, it was hinted to me from my father's Book of Shadows. And so now I'm hearing her own father, and because we saw a couple episodes ago when she was reading the book the first time, she heard the father speaking to her. So anything she hears from her father being in the witchcraft and how deep and more knowledgeable he was, anything that comes from him, she can believe.
Yeah.
So if her father says yes, Countess Marburg is your mother, she's going to believe it.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case. And Hale, Magistrate Hale, carries a lot of weight, even though he's not around anymore. Nope. And he obviously means a lot to Anne. We remember the book. When she first opened the book, we heard his voice a couple episodes ago. He still means a ton to her. She misses him really bad. So if there is that tie-in, I think she's more likely to believe it. And, listen, man, money talks. Actions talk, right?
Yes.
In this case, actions talk. It's like money talks. Anne brought Little John to the woods, to the ceremony. She was there. Little John came. It happened. Whether Anne...
She is in this.
She's in it. She's family. In deep. And it doesn't matter if she meant to or not, or if she subconsciously... Doesn't matter. She was there. There's a reason. They made that choice for a specific reason. I love that they did it. Little John came. Little John was conquered.
Brent? He's still there. What do you make of this consecration scene? How it all went down. Are you happy how it they executed it?
Unbelievably happy. With everything about it, Little John was creepy. The drowning was awful in the best way ever.
And like you and I said, and I think a couple episodes ago in our after show, I was like, if he, to move the story forward, literally sacrificed Little John, they did it. They did it.
And he tried, and it didn't work. But they did it.
And we questioned it because he's a kid. We're mm-hmm. like, would they show a kid being sacrificed? They did.
They
went there.
Von Marburg sacrificed the kid. That's kudos number one. John Sr. shot the kid!
He shot a kid!
That's kudos number two.
What?
Now, it didn't work, but that's not John Alden's fault.
To actually execute shooting of a kid.
He shot a kid, like, in the back of the head or something.
Not that we advocate that, obviously, in real
life.
Yeah,
we're not trying to shoot real kids.
They went there.
But we're not shooting real kids. We're totally shooting demon kids.
Yeah.
We're shooting every demon kid.
He's an evil little bastard.
We don't even wonder about shooting demon kids, but it doesn't work, which is cool.
Yeah.
But John did it. They did the sacrifice the whole time. I'm, like, on the edge of my seat. I'm like, you're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it.
The
and they did it.
Him aiming for like a good solid 2 minutes.
And Mary,
like,
with the little
who are you going to shoot? I was really worried because we saw the one line when he was talking to Mary. When older John was talking to Mary, I only have one shot. And if I can get to Countess, and then they cut away from it. I was like, so the audience is led to believe he's going to shoot Countess, not the kid.
Which would also have been incredible. And
surprise.
I thought, maybe I'm alone, I thought he was going to shoot Mary. I thought Mary was ready to lay down her life. When she looked right at him and she was just like,
do it.
With a little nod like that, I thought he was going to shoot her. Because I said, you know what? If the kid's already goner, Mary's ready to lay down her life. What's the difference? If the kid's been drowned, what's the difference? But they tried to kill the damn kid.
Yeah.
So badass.
And I did question a couple of... Like, I'm going to keep bringing it to us because we question all this throughout this whole season.
And we were wrong.
If they were going to kill Mary, do you think they would? I thought they were going to kill Mary tonight because her scene with older John, it felt like she was saying goodbye. She even said the line, if I fail, I might fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she was going to fail tonight during the consecration. And older John had no choice but to shoot her. And she even had the scene with her witches to go and cross the threshold. What was that?
Question. Answer. Before we get to the witches.
Okay.
For you guys at home. For you, Marissa.
Okay.
When Mary nodded at John Sr. to take the shot, do you think Mary meant, kill me, and John Alden decided, I love Mary, I'm going to try to kill John Jr.? Just throwing it out there,
whoa,
letting the bomb drop, let it explode for a minute. Do you think that she, Mary, wanted to be killed, sacrificed there, literally was ready to give it up, and John overruled her with his decision and said, I love her too much. This is the love of my life, which we saw before, before it got complicated. And he overrode and shot John Jr.
Now that you put it that way, I think yes.
True love.
True
always wins.
Wins over everything.
Even in the supernatural, even when there's demons and witches and warlocks, and, it doesn't matter.
Do you think they're going to have their happy ending right off into the sunset?
I hope so. If they do, it's going to tie a bow on season two, and it's going to make me be like, season three, please, now. Now.
Now.
Now.
Please.
Just put it all on Netflix or something. Who cares?
Yeah. Months. I can wait.
Just put it all on Netflix. Let's put like 13 episodes. We'll just binge watch it in a day.
Again, we'll binge watch season one and two.
Ugh.
Whoa. That's so much ground, right?
It's so awesome. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy with that. I think that maybe there could be something to that. Mary wanting to die, John overruling her, being like, I love you, can't kill you. Or if I kill you, I got to kill me. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that. So,
I felt like, yes, now that you posed that question, I think Mary could have, because we saw last week's episode, she said she's ready to die.
Yeah, she's been ready to die for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because John Jr.,
she really could've.
She loves John Jr. That's always, that relationship has always made sense to me. She's always
to an
made
end.
It. She's made it very clear she loves John Jr. There's never been a doubt about that. It's always made sense. So for her to keep saying that, yeah.
Mm. But I'm glad she's still alive, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, she's
because
she's
what's going to go down? What's going to go down next episode?
She listen. She
I
is,
can't even get into that.
She
now.
Is to Salem as Walter is to Breaking Bad, right? She is to Salem as Matthew McConaughey was to True Detective. Let's
true.
Be real.
Very true.
As Janet Montgomery's integral to this.
Boom.
Thing.
You can't have Salem without Mary.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe we could see it. It'd be crazy, but I don't think so. You gotta have a little Mary action.
You gotta have your point person.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Mary, what about this Mary von Marburg tiff? It keeps going on. It got really good today because of the ceremony, because they literally sacrificed John Jr. Has anybody won yet, or is the war just beginning?
I think the war is beginning because now little John is officially, properly consecrated.
He ain't coming back now.
They needed to sacrifice him. That was the one biggest step that they had to get. Now they actually have to execute the Grand Rite because they know the comet is still coming. It's above the sky. They only have a few hours. Next episode, it's all going to go down. They have literally a timetable. It's right there. They have to do it now.
I cannot wait.
This was just the first obstacle they needed to get. They needed to consecrate little John. And now that has happened, move the story along.
All the dominoes fall into place. All of a sudden, season 2, episode 13 next week, or Sunday, 5 days from now, boom.
What?
Hashtag.
Boom. Yes.
I love it. Seriously, this show is.
Bobby, I can't wait to talk about next episode.
This show's turned awesome. This is so good. This is legit Sunday night television.
I'm still trying to process this.
This is legit stuff, man. This is the real deal. Acting, writing, CGI and special effects,
content.
Makeup. Obviously, we've talked about makeup a lot. All that stuff, legit. So legit. It's on fleek. This is what the kids
it's
are saying.
On fleek. It's on fleek. It is on fleek.
Yeah.
You gotta bring it to today's.
All right, I have an important question for you, Marissa.
Okay.
What predictions do you have?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So many.
Did you
so
see
many.
Jesse was like, boom.
Oh.
Hashtag boom
he's
on the prediction
on it.
Button.
He's on it.
Yeah, he's like.
Jesse, you're amazing.
He's making us look
you.
Good. I mean, we look amazing anyway.
He makes us look
he's
good.
Making us look
he makes
better.
Us look and sound great yeah. every single day.
But he doesn't get to talk on the show, so.
He could say hi.
No, he can't.
No.
He's
maybe,
not even
maybe for the finale.
Well. As a matter of fact.
See? Oh, who's that sexy voice?
He's going to show up at the Grand Rite. That's what I heard.
And he's going to demolish everyone. Look at that. Hashtag boom. Hashtag Jesse's the man. Okay.
Predictions. Let's do it.
Obviously, there's going to be a battle between Countess and Marburg. Between Mary and Marburg.
Between Countess and Marburg.
I'm too excited.
There might be a battle between Countess and Marburg. There might be a little internal struggle.
That's true. But I feel like she's had that.
Yeah, I think she's one noted now. She knows where she's going.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
That's a whole battle because I think Mary is going to stop Countess executing this grand rite. And I think even in season one, I predicted Mary's not going to go through the grand rite, but I had no idea it was going to be in this capacity fighting against the grand rite, fighting against someone else who's so strongly for the grand rite. And it's going to be fun to watch. They're in a church, fires everywhere. There's going to be bitch slapping like no other. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, my only concern with predictions, the only thing I care about, because the rest of this will end perfectly, it'll set up season three perfectly, because this show knows what the hell it's doing. My only prediction question is Anne and Cotton. What is going
to
happen?
Oh, I don't want to say this, but I think I'm going to have to.
No, this is a legit prediction.
I think Anne might kill Cotton.
No! No, you ruined the entire after show.
I know.
Can we start over? Can we get a restart?
And let's just
Just 40 more minutes.
There you go. Here's our start.
You cannot say that.
Resets.
No. No. She cannot kill Cotton.
Maybe, hopefully that was just like a bad dream. We'll call that a nightmare.
They haven't even had sex yet. They have to consummate the marriage.
That's true.
They've only had fantasy sex.
That's sad. They've been married and they haven't consummated it yet.
Do you think something weird or special or supernatural would happen to Anne during sex? Because it has at other points in her life, right? And she's had really vivid sex dreams
when
stuff's been going on.
It feels like they've had, but it's all in, it's all been imaginary.
It's all fantasy.
Yes. Let's make it real. Let's have them two make
As long as they consummate the marriage, maybe there's a little baby Cotton coming. And then if she kills him, I'm still going to cry. But I will respect the decision because this show has had a clear directive, a clear objective from the start. And it has been on a straight line to that objective. And this episode is no different. And I know that next episode will be no different either.
For happiness sake, I want to say Anne and Cotton are going to ride off into the sunset.
Thank you.
There we go.
Just leave it at that. That's all I want. That's all I'll say. Okay, five days from now, Sunday.
Whew. It's going to be around the corner. It's going to be here before you know it.
What is it? Sunday, June 28th is going to be the final episode of Salem. We'll be here normal on Sunday. Yeah. Obviously, if you're watching the rest of this week, normal Sunday coming up. Social media, Marissa, where can they tweet you?
Everyone can follow me at SerafiniTV.
And I'm on Twitter at Bobby DeMuro. As always, remember, podcast1.com. You can review us. YouTube comments, we check them all the time, so give them if you're watching.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah, they are. Really, really, really good. Fantastic. YouTube comments. It always happens on AfterBuzz. Really good YouTube comments. iTunes, hit subscribe, rate us there, and then Twitter, obviously. Best show on television right now. You cannot tell me any different. I love Salem. Great episode. Best episode of the season. I cannot wait till next week. For Marissa, I'm Bobby. We're out. See you in 5 days.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.